Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Takes a shot, runs into the box, shot, score!
It's time for Atlanta Soccer Tonight.
Tune in as Jason Longshore gives you insight and analysis on the beautiful game, including headlines from around the world of soccer.
Rebound, score!
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight, brought to you by your local Ford dealer and Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Here's Jason Longshore.
Let's kick it. Atlanta Soccer Tonight is live on 92.9, The Game and the Odyssey app. Jason Longshore, welcome to our weekly show where we talk soccer in Atlanta, in Georgia, in the Southeast, in the United States, in the rest of the world. All of the above, that's what we do. It's AST, and it's 2025, and this is match week for Atlanta United. They have a preseason match on Saturday, just a few training sessions under their belt, but they'll be able to take some of that work out into a competitive match. It's not going to count for anything specific, but it will mean something to these players and this coaching staff, and I think that was pretty obvious today. The team trained up in Flowery Branch. They got to use the Atlanta Falcons indoor facility a little bit better than the frigid temperatures outside. It was a really intense, competitive session. The first word I typed in to my notes app as I was watching the session was competitiveness. And Ronnie Dyla used that in his media availability when he was asked about things. So I felt like I was on the right page. You're going to hear from Ronnie Dyla. You're going to hear from Ronald Hernandez. And you're going to hear from Jay Fortune, who spoke to the media. But we're going to start with the latest updates in more of the silly side of the preseason. The silly season. There are two players that Atlanta United is at this point strongly linked to. I believe the words poised to sign have been used in various reports on Emmanuel Latelath and our old friend Miguel Almiron. Almiron is the one with the latest update, and there is an update from earlier today. Maybe earlier this evening is the proper way to put it. This is out of Paraguay from Tigo Sports Paraguay, one of the leading sports outlets in Miguel Almiron's home country. Julio Samaniego, who is a journalist with Tigo Sports, said that Miguel Almiron's return to Atlanta United is almost complete. The contract length, according to Julio, would be 3 years plus one option that's activated by achieving objectives. The reporting out of Newcastle this morning was kind of along those lines without the contract length information that the team had a couple of days off after a disappointing loss on the weekend, and Almiron was basically on standby to jump on a plane and come across the Atlantic Ocean and finalize a deal with his former club in Atlanta United. So, look, it sounds like it is all but done with Miguel Almiron to make a return to Atlanta United. That number 10 shirt is open. Whew. Can you imagine how many of those jerseys are going to sell before opening day if this deal gets done? And it's sounding more and more like it's all but done. Emmanuel Latelath is a little more up in the air. The reporting late last week was pretty strong that things were moving in the right direction. He played over the weekend, had a goal. He played today for Middlesbrough in a win over West Brom and had an assist. Michael Carrick, his manager with Middlesbrough, has talked about his professionalism and what he's brought to the team. Even with these distractions, Middlesbrough would like to get a replacement probably nailed down before they let Latelath leave. Atlanta would like to get Emmanuel Latelath in as quickly as possible. That's the kind of dance that you're going through here of getting these deals done. Newcastle maybe not looking for the replacement quite as much with Almiron. So a little bit different situation in the two, but both sound close. Mickey sounds a whole lot closer. Doug Robertson of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution asked Ronnie Dyla today about those maybe impending roster additions.
All the scouts are working hard on that. We are. Everybody knows that we want to bring in a couple of DPs. There's been a lot of rumors about names. I will not comment those names. Nothing is clear before it's clear. But we have several prospects that we can go for, and it's about availability. They will have to want to come. Because I don't want players here if they don't want to play here. And they have to want to come here because they want to achieve something, not because they want to earn money. That is the second part. And there has to be the right price. And there has to be the right type. So we have done some work, but still we haven't get over the finish line with anybody.
Sounds like it's getting pretty close to that finish line. That was Ronnie Dyla from Flowery Branch today at the Atlanta Falcons facility after training. I mentioned the competitiveness in this session. It was, I think, pretty noticeable. And look, that was by design as well. The coaching staff had a day set that was really going to push that side of things. You know, started with some fitness work, possession work, and a lot of that was focused on closing players down. It was something that Ronnie spoke to the media today about as well, not letting teams come through the middle, closing down the middle of the field, making them go to the outside. The session progressed from there to 2v2, to goals, to full-size goals, so a lot of goals, a lot of individual work, and then it finished with 6v6 players on the outside as bumpers. There were a number of standouts. I think Saba Lobjanidze looked like he was in pretty close to midseason form, had quite a few bangers. Bartosz Lisz, who is back in the group after, I think, getting either green card or visa work done, he was out there. He made a great block off the line, had a couple fist pumps on that one. Jaden Hibbert made a nice save in 1v1s. Jamal Tiare had a few goals as well. Matt Edwards, Ashton Gordon, Noah Cobb, I think for the homegrown side of things, looked pretty sharp. It was the competitiveness and the feistiness that jumped out to me straight away. I asked Ronald Hernandez about that, and here's what Ronald
you have
had
to
say.
To watch the last one yesterday. It's been like that. High standards. Everyone has felt the difference between the other seasons and this one. I think we are making a statement every day in terms of physical willingness to learn what the coach wants, and of course it's pre-season. We wish to be that, like that. We are making our foundation for the upcoming season, so no less than that we expect.
Is there anything about your experience playing in Norway that helped you connect with Ronnie a little bit?
Of course, because I know a little bit about their culture. I think I know how the way maybe he thinks, or what his environment has been when he grew up. So, of course, I feel a little bit confidence to talk about that, and for me, I can understand maybe the game he wants. Of course, you as a player, you want to review what the coach wants, what the coach work, and his biography in the past, and it makes a little bit easier to build a relationship and of course work together.
It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight. I'm Jason Longshore. That was Ronald Hernandez from Flowery Branch today, speaking after Atlanta United's training session. The second question I followed up with asking him about his time playing in Norway and if it helps him have a better understanding of Ronnie Dyla. A very interesting answer from Ronald about kind of understanding where he's coming from a little bit. But again, what jumps out to you is his initial reaction when I ask him about the competitiveness in the session. He's like, you should have seen yesterday. I like to hear that. One of the other threads from the media today was that maybe this is a little bit of a change from recent preseasons, where maybe there was more focus on building fitness and also really focusing on not wearing guys out, focusing on building for the long haul and not having that same level of intensity. That's a different approach with this group led by Ronnie Dyla. You're going to hear more from Ronnie in just a minute. I want you to hear a couple things from Jay Fortune. Let's start with, I ask him if anything had changed in what the coaching staff wants from him in that holding midfield position.
I'm sure there's nuances that are a little bit different. At the end of the day, help the team score goals and don't concede any. That's the basics of it. But, you know, there's the connection between me and or the two sixes, all the midfielders in general, really protecting the middle of the field is key. And, you know, that's the base for a lot of coaches out there. But, you know, that's the emphasis that we've had the last few days to make sure we protect the middle of the field, have the connection between us, other midfielders, the back line and whatnot. And I think that's been one of the main focuses that we've had so far to start the preseason.
With one comment about two sixes, with something else that Ronnie Dyla has talked about with preferring a line of four, I mean, I think you're looking at a 4-2-3-1, which wouldn't be a shock in terms of a base for Atlanta United. They're going to have the flexibility to be able to play a few different ways. But we'll get into this in the preseason, how that could look in that 4-2-3-1 with two sixes, two holding midfielders behind a number 10, and what that could do for this attack. Jay Fortune wants to be part of that attack in greater numbers. Here is Jay answering a question from our own Madison Cruz about his personal goals.
For me, the biggest thing is consistency. You know, you don't want to be somebody that has a good end of last year and then you come out this year and, you know, it's flat. I have faith in myself that, you know, I'm able to play at that level and be better than I was last year. And, you know, I have that trust from my family, my teammates, the staff as well, which is great. But I think consistency is really key for me to provide the same thing that I was doing on the field last year and off the field, being aggressive, wanting the ball, playing forward as much as possible. And I think next for me is goal contributions. That's one that I really want to attack this year. Obviously, it has to be in the flow of the game, playing the game properly and doing what the game calls for. But I think the way we like to play and the players that we have, I think it's really possible for me this year.
Last clip from Flowery Branch. I asked Ronnie Dyla about Saturday's preseason game in Chattanooga. It's the opener. You can listen to it on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app starting at 3:00 on Saturday. I asked Ronnie just about the importance of preseason games in his overall preparation.
Very important.
Here's what Ronnie Dyla had to say.
As I said, we can say we're training good and everything is fantastic, but this is the honeymoon as a coach. You know, the first 2-3 weeks, everything you do is fantastic. But then we get to know each other like a normal relationship, and then ups and downs will come. And then we're really going to know each other. And the games are giving all the answers, what you have done and what we need to work on. So now we get a chance on next Saturday, and we are putting an extra game also against Orlando into the. No, so we have 6 games instead of 5. So that's also good. So we have 4 MLS teams to play before we play the first game. So then everybody gets the opportunity to show themselves, and also we get also a lot of opportunity to see where we are tactically and physically, and also we get to see everybody a lot of minutes. So there's a lot of positive things with that.
Big thanks to Ronnie, Ronald, and Jay for speaking to the media today. As always, thanks to everybody at Atlanta United for putting this together, especially in Flowery Branch for us today. We'll be back out at training on Thursday. But up next on Atlanta Soccer Tonight, after the break, we're going to talk U.S. Men's National Team. We're going to talk U.S. Women's National Team, as both are active right now. The men play tomorrow against Costa Rica in Orlando. We'll be talking about all of that in 5 minutes on Atlanta Soccer Tonight on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey